भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासम् ततो जायमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवत्युत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंद गोप कुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। So we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, creation, chapter number 11, entitled Lord Krishna's entrance into Dwarka, text number 16 and 17. Nishamya preshtam ayantam vasudevo mahamanaha akrurah च उग्रसेनः च रामः चाद्भुत विक्रमः निशम्य प्रेष्ठम् आयान्तम् वसुदेवो महामनाः अक्रूरश्चोग्रसेनश्च रामश्च अद्भुतविक्रमः निशम्य प्रेष्ठम् आयान्तम् वसुदेवो महामनाः अक्रूरश्चोग्रसेनश्च रामश्चाद्भुतविक्रमः निशम्य प्रेष्ठम् आयान्तम् वसुदेवो महामनाः अक्रूरश्चोग्रसेनश्च रामश्चाद्भुतविक्रमः। निशम्य प्रेष्ठमायान्तम् वसुदेवो महामनाः अक्रूरश्चोग्रसेनश्च रामश्चाद्भुतविक्रमः निशम्य प्रेष्ठमायान्तम् वसुदेवो महामनाः अक्रूरश्चोग्रसेनश्च रामश्चाद्भुतविक्रमः निशम्य प्रेष्ठम् आयान्तम् वसुदेवो महामनाः अक्रूरश्चोग्रसेनश्च रामश्चाद्भुतविक्रमः। माताजी निशम्य प्रेष्ठम् आयान्तम्
वसुदेवो महामनाः
నిశమ్య ప్రేష్టం ఆయాంతం వాసుదేవో మహామనా. అక్రూరశ్చోగ్రసేనాశ్చ రామశ్చాద్భుత విక్రమః నిశమ్య ప్రేష్టం ఆయాంత ప్రద్యుమ్నశ్చారుదేష్ణశ్చ సాంబో జాంబవతి సుత ప్రహర్ష వేగోచ్చ శిత శయనాసజన భోజనః. So we'll read the synonyms. Nishamya, just hearing. Preshtham, the dearmost. Ayantam, coming home. Vasudevaha, Vasudev, the father of Krishna. Mahamanaha, the magnanimous. Akruraha, Akrur. Cha, and Ugrasenaha, Ugrasen, cha, and Ramaha, Balaram, the elder brother of Krishna, cha, and Adbhuta, superhuman, Vikramaha, prowess, Pradyumnaha, Pradyumna, Charudeshnaha, Charudeshna, cha, and Sambha, Samba, Jambavati Sutaha, the son of Jambavati, Praharsha, extreme happiness, Vega, force, Uchashita, being influenced by Shayana, lying down. Asana, sitting on. Bhojanaha, dining. Translation and purport by Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. The translation, on hearing that the most dear Krishna was approaching Dwarka Dham, magnanimous Vasudev, Akrur, Ugrasen, Balaram, the superhumanly powerful, Pradyumna, Charudeshna, and Samba, the son of Jambavati, all extremely happy, abandoned, resting, sitting, and dining. Srila Prabhupada's purport. Vasudev, son of King Shursen, husband of Devaki and father of Lord Sri Krishna. He is the brother of Kunti and father of Subhadra. Subhadra was married with her cousin Arjun, and this system is still prevalent in some parts of India. So most of the times the cousin from the mother's side is allowed to be married. Like most of the times in India, even today, mother's brother's daughter can be married. So that system is still prevalent from mother's side. Vasudev was appointed minister of Ugrasen, and later on he married 8 daughters of Ugrasena's brother Devaka. Devaki is only one of them. Kamsa was his brother-in-law, and Vasudev accepted voluntary imprisonment by Kamsa on mutual agreement to deliver the 8th son of Devaki. This was foiled by the will of Krishna. As maternal uncle of the Pandavas, he took active parts in the purificatory process of the Pandavas. That's because Pandavas lost their father in their childhood. So usually the father is the one who does all, or at least he has to take charge of the purificatory processes. But the Pandavas lost their father, Maharaj Pandu. And that's why all these activities, all the purificatory processes were conducted by Vasudev. as maternal uncle of the Pandavas, he took active parts in the purificatory process of the Pandavas. He sent for the priest Kashyap at the Shatashringa Parvat and he executed the functions. When Krishna appeared within the bars of Kamsa's prison house, he was transferred by Vasudeva to the house of Nanda Maharaj, the foster father of Krishna, at Gokul. Krishna disappeared along with Baladev prior to the disappearance of Vasudeva, and Arjuna, Vasudeva's nephew, undertook the charge of the funeral ceremony after Vasudeva's disappearance. Akrura, the commander-in-chief of the Vrishni dynasty and a great devotee of Lord Krishna. Akrura attained success in devotional service to the Lord by the one single process of offering prayers. He was the husband of Sutani, daughter of Ahuka. He supported Arjuna when Arjuna took Subhadra forcibly away by the will of Krishna. Both Krishna and Akrura went to see Arjuna. After his successful kidnapping of Subhadra, both of them presented dowries to Arjuna after this incident. Akrura was present also when Abhimanyu, the son of Subhadra, was married with Uttara, mother of Maharaj Parikshit. Ahuka, the father-in-law of Akrura, was not on good terms with Akrura, but both of them were devotees of the Lord. Ugrasena, one of the powerful kings of the Vrishni dynasty and cousin of Maharaj Kunti Bhoj. His other name is Ahuk. His minister was Vasudev and his son was the powerful Kamsa. This Kamsa imprisoned his father and became the king of Mathura. By the grace of Lord Krishna and his brother Lord Baladev, Kamsa was killed and Ugrasen was reinstalled on the throne. When Shalva attacked the city of Dwarka, Ugrasena fought very valiantly and repulsed the enemy. Ugrasena inquired from Naradji about the divinity of Lord Krishna. When the Yadu dynasty was to be vanquished, Ugrasena was entrusted with the iron lump produced from the womb of Samba. He cut the iron lump into pieces and then pasted it and mixed it up with the sea water on the coast of Dwarka. After this, he ordered complete prohibition within the city of Dwarka and the kingdom. He got salvation after his death. Baladev, he is the divine son of Vasudev by his wife Rohini. He is also known as Rohini Nandana, the beloved son of Rohini. He was also entrusted to Nanda Maharaj along with his mother Rohini. When Vasudev embraced imprisonment by mutual agreement with Kamsa, so Nanda Maharaj is also the foster father of Baladev along with Lord Krishna. Lord Krishna and Lord Baladev were constant companions from their very childhood, although they were stepbrothers. He is the plenary manifestation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and therefore he is as good and powerful as Lord Krishna. He belongs to the Vishnu Tattva, the principle of Godhead. He attained the Swayamvar ceremony of Draupadi along with Sri Krishna. When Subhadra was kidnapped by Arjuna, by the organized plan of Sri Krishna, Baladev was very angry with Arjuna and wanted to kill him at once. Sri Krishna, for the sake of his dear friend, fell at the feet of Lord Baladev and implored him not to do so, not to be so angry. Sri Baladev was thus satisfied. Similarly, he was once very angry with the Kauravas and he wanted to throw their whole city into the depths of the Yamuna. But the Kauravas satisfied him by surrendering unto his divine lotus feet. He was actually the seventh son of Devaki prior to the birth of Lord Krishna. But by the will of the Lord, he was transferred to the womb of Rohini to escape the wrath of Kamsa. His other name is therefore Sankarsana, who is also the plenary portion of Sri Baladev. Because he is as powerful as Lord Krishna and can bestow spiritual power to the devotees, he is therefore known as Baladeva. In the Vedas also it is enjoined that no one can know the Supreme Lord without being favored by Baladev. Bala means spiritual strength, not physical. Some less intelligent persons interpret bala as the strength of the body, but no one can have spiritual realization by physical strength. Physical strength ends with the end of the physical body, but spiritual strength follows the spirit soul to the next transmigration. And therefore that strength obtained by Baladev is never wasted. The strength is eternal, and thus Baladev is the original spiritual master of all devotees. Shri Baladev was also a class friend of Lord Shri Krishna as a student of Sandipani Muni. In his childhood, he killed many asuras along with Shri Krishna. And specifically, he killed the Dhenuka Asura at Talavan. During the Kurukshetra battle, he remained neutral and he tried his best not to bring about the fight. He was in favor of Duryodhan, but still he remained neutral. When there was a club fight between Duryodhan and Bhimsen, he was present on the spot. He was angry at Bhimsen when the latter struck Duryodhan on the thigh or below the belt and wanted to retaliate the unfair action. Lord Shri Krishna saved Bhima from his wrath. But he left the place at once, being disgusted at Bhimasena. And after his departure, Duryodhan fell to the ground to meet his death. The funeral ceremony of Abhimanyu, the son of Arjuna, was performed by him. As he was the maternal uncle, it was impossible to be performed by any one of the Pandavas, who were all overwhelmed with grief. At the last stage, he departed from this world by producing a great white snake from his mouth, and thus he was carried by Sheshanaga in the shape of a serpent. Pradyumna, incarnation of Kamadev, or according to others, incarnation of Sanat Kumar, born as the son of the personality of Godhead, Lord Shri Krishna and Lakshmi Devi Srimati Rukmini, the principal queen at Dwarka. He was one of those who went to congratulate Arjuna upon his marrying Subhadra. He was one of the great generals who fought with Shalva. And while fighting with him, he became unconscious on the battlefield. His charioteer brought him back to the camp from the battlefield. And for this action, he was very sorry and rebuked his charioteer. However, he fought again with Shalva and was victorious. He heard all about the different demigods from Naradji. He is one of the four plenary expansions of Lord Shri Krishna. He is the third one. He inquired from his father, Shri Krishna, about the glories of the Brahmanas. During the fratricidal war against the descendants of Yadu, he died at the hand of Bhoja, another king of the Vrishnis. After his death, he was installed in his original position. Charudeshna, another son of Lord Shri Krishna and Rukmini Devi, he was also present during the Swayamvar ceremony of Draupadi. He was a great warrior like his brothers and father. He fought with Vivinidhaka and killed him in the fight. Samba, one of the great heroes of the Yadu dynasty and the son of Lord Shri Krishna by his wife Jambavati. He learned the military art of throwing arrows from Arjuna, and he became a member of parliament during the time of Maharaj Yudhishthir. He was present during the Rajasuya Yajna of Maharaj Yudhishthir. When all the Vrishnis were assembled during the time of Prabha's Yajna, his glorious activities were narrated by Satyaki before Lord Baladev. He was also present along with his father, Lord Shri Krishna, during the Ashwamedh Yajna performed by Yudhishthir. He was presented before some rishis falsely dressed as a pregnant woman by his brothers, and in fun he asked the rishis what he was going to deliver. The rishis replied that he would deliver a lump of iron, which would be the cause of fratricidal war in the family of Yadu. The next day in the morning, Sambha delivered a large lump of iron, which was entrusted with Ugrasena for necessary action. Actually, later on there was the foretold fratricidal war, and Sambha died in that war. So all the sons of Lord Krishna left their respective palaces, and leaving aside all engagements, including lying down, sitting and dining, hastened toward their exalted father. Om Adhyanati Mirandasya Dhana Anjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Nama Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vande Aham Shri Guru Shri Utapadakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamsha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschate Deshatarine Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. Very long purport. Thank you for listening so patiently. Srila Prabhupada is mentioning each and every person, you know, their characteristics and, you know, their achievements. In a summary, Srila Prabhupada is presenting the lives of these great generals, these great devotees at Dwarka. It's like the first time Srila Prabhupada is introducing them in Bhagavatam. So Srila Prabhupada has written such a long purport describing all of the important characteristics of each one of them. According to Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, and Srila Prabhupada refers Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur's this statement in 10th canto Srimad Bhagavatam, that actually Krishna in Dwarka is called Vasudev Krishna. He is son of Vasudev, is called Vasudev. And Krishna, who was born as the son of Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda, he is called as Shamasundar. So actually Krishna is the same person, but because Janma Karma Chamay Divyam, Krishna's birth is transcendental. So Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur mentions that at the same time Mother Yashoda also gave birth to Krishna. And at the same time Vasudeva and Devaki, they also gave birth to Krishna, the same person. And when Vasudeva took the child, you know, to the house of Nanda Maharaj on the order of Krishna himself, that time the son of Vasudev that he had carried and the newborn son of Yashoda, you know, that is Shamsundar, they actually merged and became one. You know, why this happens is, especially in this cycle of four yugas, this cycle is very, very, very important. It's very special. It happens only once in the day of Lord Brahma. You know, in one day of Lord Brahma, there are 1,000 cycles of four yugas. And only this one cycle, this thing happens that, you know, that Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, comes himself. All other times, Vishnu Tattva comes. You know, at the end of the Dwapar Yuga, only Vishnu Tattva comes as Lord Krishna and he kills the demons and he has all these pastimes. But this time, Krishna, he comes as he is. And that's why we see that all the demons killed by Krishna in Vrindavan, they are actually killed by Vasudev portion of Lord Krishna. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Leela chapter number 4, it is mentioned that it is not Krishna's job to kill the demons. Krishna, the original personality of Godhead, he only delights in loving transactions with his devotees. But especially in this cycle, the time to kill the demons overlapped or coincided with the time Krishna, the original Supreme Personality of Godhead, is supposed to take birth. So that's why this cycle is very important. And now, you know, we see that the reason Krishna took birth is because, especially at the end of Dwapar, there are so many demonic kings who were harassing, you know, people in general, and so much of sin was happening. So that's why Mother Earth took the form of cow and she started crying in front of Lord Brahma. Then all the demigods went to, you know, Lord Vishnu. And that time Lord Brahma was meditating on Lord Vishnu. And a message came that soon I will appear in Yadu dynasty. And that time very interesting thing was also told by Lord Vishnu in that message, that all the demigods also should take birth in Yadu dynasty. Now, why this happens is because Krishna wants demigods also to take part in his pastimes. Rupa Goswami mentions in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu that whenever Krishna appears, or whenever, you know, any Vishnu Tattva appears, especially Lord Ram or Lord Krishna, that time three types of personalities also take birth in the same, at the same time. So first type is Nitya Siddha devotees who are coming from spiritual world. It's like when a president is supposed to meet, you know, or supposed to visit a place, he comes with his personal bodyguards, or he may come with his relative or wife, or, you know, he may come with his personal, all the close friends. They are like the Nitya Siddha devotees who come from spiritual world to the material world along with Krishna. The second class of people is that those people who are born around that area, or they are born who are Sadhana Siddha devotees. Sadhana Siddha devotee means those devotees who have perfected their life by the process of sadhana bhakti, by the process of chanting, you know, the names of Krishna or hearing about Krishna, performing devotional service for many, many lifetimes. They have achieved this status. So they are also born along with the Nitya Siddha devotees. And the third one is the demigods. Now, demigods appear because, you know, it's one way of saying that Krishna doesn't want demigods to only pray to him whenever there is a demon or whenever there is some problem. Krishna doesn't want only prayers. He also wants efforts from demigods. So there is Siddhanta of Karma and there is Siddhanta of Daiva. So Daivavad means people who come and pray to Lord Krishna. Or like a student may come and say that, oh Krishna, please, I have exams tomorrow. Please Krishna, help me pass these exams. So it's not going to happen that Krishna will say that, okay, my dear child, you have not done any studies. You have messed up all your, this entire semester, but don't worry, I will pass you. I will, you know, give you whatever you want. This won't happen, right? Because there is a Siddhanta of Karma also. That is called Karmavad. Karmavad means you should also endeavor to achieve something. So, endeavors and mercy of Lord Krishna, they come hand in hand. You cannot just depend on Krishna. At the same time, you cannot just depend on karma also. Because no one here can say that if I work very hard, then I will become a millionaire. Nobody can say that. Nor a student can say that if I study very hard, I will definitely be the rank number one. I will be the topper of my class. Nobody can say that because karma is also not completely in our hands, right? Only work is in our hands. But the result, the fruit of our action is not in our hands. So that's why Krishna asks the demigods to take birth along with him. So that when he is killing the demons and relieving Mother Earth from the burden, you know, of these all demoniac kings, Krishna also wants demigods to also take part. Now that's the reason I, you know, spoke about all of this is most of the devotees, most of the great warriors in the Dwarka, the Yadu dynasty, they are from the demigod side. Many of the demigods, they have descended to take part in Krishna's pastimes. So that's why they are fighting along with Krishna. Like Vasudev and Devaki, in the 10th canto it is mentioned that Vasudev and Devaki, they are sadhana siddha devotees. Sadhana siddha means they have perfected their life in the previous lifetime or maybe in this lifetime. But they are perfect, but by the process of sadhana bhakti. In this world they have, you know, performed a lot of devotional service and now they have come to that status. So Rupa Goswami mentions very beautifully that why sadhana siddha and nitya siddha, they are mixed. So he mentions that those devotees who have been in the cycle of birth and death, you know, those devotees who have been in the material world for many, many lifetimes, you know, they have forgotten about their constitutional position. But now by the process of sadhana, by the process of devotional service, taking shelter of a bona fide spiritual master, they have revived their original consciousness. Now they are, you know, as good as, they are purest in their consciousness. Now they are mixed with the nitya siddha devotees, the devotees that are coming directly from the spiritual world, so that the sadhana siddha devotees can get trained from nitya siddha devotees. Because nitya siddha devotees have spontaneous attraction for Krishna. For example, Srila Rupa Goswami mentions, for the rasa leela that Krishna performs, there are nitya siddha gopis that come directly from spiritual world. And there are also rishi siddha gopis, there are sadhana siddha gopis. Those gopis who have performed a lot of devotional activities and now they are born as gopis in Vrindavan. Now nitya siddha gopis are mixed with the sadhana siddha gopis so that the sadhana siddha gopis can learn the spontaneous attraction. They can serve the nitya siddha gopis and they can become, you know, they can learn the art, how Krishna should be pleased. So this is how the mixture. Now in Dwarka, there are pure devotees of Lord Krishna. Like Vasudev Devaki, there's sadhana siddha, there's Akrura, that Srila Prabhupada mentions here. Akrura was a great, great devotee of Lord Krishna. There is Uddhava, who is not mentioned here, but Uddhava is also considered as nitya siddha. So very great status of devotional service. And all the other warriors of Dwarka, most of them, they are from the families of demigods. Now, many people ask, how Lord Shri Krishna allowed such a fratricidal war to happen at Prabhas and his own dynasty was completely destroyed. All the, you know, most of his sons, you know, many of his uncles and so many people from Yadu dynasty, they fought amongst themselves at Prabhas, you know, because of the curse of the Brahmanas. How did that happen? So, you know, towards the end of the purport, Srila Prabhupada mentions the curse. So Samba was, you know, dressed as a pregnant lady and they were having, you know, so-called fun with Brahmanas, and he asked, what am I going to deliver? So the Brahmanas, you know, out of anger, they cursed that you will deliver a lump of iron, because he was hiding the lump of iron and then he was dressed, you know, to create a fake womb. So Brahmanas could understand, and then this curse was given that a lump of iron would come out and that would cause a fratricidal war that would cause the annihilation of the entire Yadu dynasty. So many people ask, how can that happen if it is Krishna's own dynasty? How can this happen? So many acharyas have commented, especially Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, and Jiva Goswami also mentions that the devotees or the personalities who are from the demigod side, who have taken birth in Dwarka, in New Dwarka also there are many demigods and many great devotees, but especially Dwarka, that time whoever got the birth and whoever are coming from the demigod side, who are neither sadhana siddhas nor nitya siddhas, they are still on the platform of, you know, karma mishrita bhakti, that is, they are still on the platform of devotional service with sense gratification. They are still not on that platform. So they come, they take birth, they help Lord Krishna in his mission to kill all the demoniac, you know, kings, relieve the Mother Earth. And then they have to actually, you know, they were the ones who were sent to Prabhas by the arrangement of Yogamaya. They were the ones who went to Prabhas and there they, you know, fought amongst each other. And that's how Yadu dynasty was destroyed. And especially Jiva Goswami mentions that the reason Krishna arranged all this is, first of all, he wanted, before his disappearance, he wanted all the Yadus to go back to their own respective positions. Those who are coming from the demigod side, they should go back and resume to their duties in the demigod planets. And that's why, that's one of the reasons. And second reason is, Krishna also didn't want that Yadus who have developed so much attraction for Lord Shri Krishna. You know, naturally, Krishna is so attractive, especially all the sons of Lord Shri Krishna. They have so much love for Krishna. You know, all the cousins and all the uncles, all different variety of people, they have such a, so much love for Krishna. And they are very powerful Yadus. They cannot be destroyed by anyone. If Krishna would have disappeared earlier than Lord Shri Krishna, then the Yadus would have, you know, gotten completely maddened and they may have created havoc. So Krishna had these reasons, like, and most of the important thing is Jatasya hi dhruvam mrityu dhruvam janma mrityasya cha. All the living entities who come and take any type of body in the material world, they are also supposed to leave their bodies and go to the next destination. So the great thing about devotees in Dwarka is, most of the devotees, they are pure devotees. They have completely given their heart and soul to Lord Krishna. And when the time came that Kali Yuga should be initiated, that time Krishna also decided to disappear. Because Krishna is, you know, emblem of dharma. He is the most auspicious. Wherever there is Krishna, there cannot be a dharma. Right? And for Kali Yuga to begin, Krishna has to disappear. It cannot happen that Krishna is present and Kali Yuga has also begun. It cannot happen itself. Because wherever there is Krishna, there will be all great qualities. There will be all auspiciousness. So when the time came that Kali Yuga must be initiated, then Krishna decided to disappear. But one great thing that Krishna did for all the future devotees, all the people who are going to be born in Kali Yuga, is he left, but he also left behind the literature of Srimad Bhagavatam. Krishna Swadhamopagate Dharma Jnana Adi Bhisaha Kalau Nashta Drishamesha Puranarko Dunoditaha. That's very important, that Krishna went, but at the same time, Krishna remained on the earth in the form of Bhagavatam. So that's very important for all of us to understand. And Srila Prabhupada, his mercy on all of us, that he has translated Srimad Bhagavatam for each one of us so that we can assimilate, we can understand the deep inside meanings of Srimad Bhagavatam. Whatever I have spoken, you know, everything, all these very intricate, complex details have been given to us by Srila Prabhupada. If Prabhupada wouldn't have come to this world, then we would not have any of these details. You know, we may have some superficial understanding, but all this intricate knowledge has been given to us by Srila Prabhupada. When Srila Prabhupada decided that now is the time that I should go to America, I should go to West, and I should preach the message of Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam, just the way it was ordered to me by my Guru Maharaj. That time, Srila Prabhupada, you know, he was going in the house of Advaita Acharya to pray that, you know, Advaita Acharya, please give me the mercy and empower me so that I can go in the Western country, which in those days it's so difficult to even think that going in the Western world and preaching the message of Lord Shri Krishna. Many of the people have not even heard about Lord Krishna. Many of them are breaking the four regulative principles practically every day. To such people, how will I preach? So Srila Prabhupada used to go and visit the house of Advaita Acharya in Shantipur. And that time, one of his godbrothers said that, "Oh, Swami Maharaj, I heard that you are going to the West to preach." That time Srila Prabhupada said, "I am not going to the West. Actually, Srimad Bhagavatam is going to the West. And because Srimad Bhagavatam cannot travel alone, I am going with Srimad Bhagavatam as its servant." So that is the faith of Srila Prabhupada, that Srimad Bhagavatam is non-different than Sri Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So anybody has any questions, comments? Yes, Prabhu. Yeah, especially in the same cycle of four yugas, it is so special that when Krishna comes himself at the end of Dwapar, in the same Kali Yuga, Krishna himself comes as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So that's why this, the Mahayuga, the four yugas are very, very special. And most importantly, we are all also special because we are also born in the same time when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not, you know, he has recently appeared and we are in his sampradaya. You know, we are in the same disciplic succession. So that's something that we should also all be happy about. And Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he practically demonstrated what is the ideal devotional service. Krishna gave the knowledge of what is devotional service, but the practical application, implementation was shown by Krishna himself in the guise of his own devotee in the form of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So that's why Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is even more important for all of us. Like Srila Prabhupada always mentions, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is our hero. He is the one to be followed. Because no one of us can follow Lord Krishna. Right? We cannot even follow, we cannot imitate rather. We cannot completely try to exactly copy Lord Krishna. Because he is, you know, he is Sakshat Bhagavan. So we cannot even imitate. But Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is completely following what an ideal devotee should follow. So his life is perfect and can be followed completely, can be imbibed as it is by all the devotees. So that's why Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so important. Archit Prabhu. Okay, Archit Prabhu and Namal Vaktamalas.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. And more merciful than Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Lord Nityananda Prabhu. Prema Matta Nityananda Kripa Avatar. He is the personification of mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Uttama Adhama Kichu Na Kare Vichar. He is so much intoxicated by love of Godhead, love of Krishna, that in that intoxication, he doesn't even see who is qualified and who is not. So, Nityanand Prabhu ki jai. Yes, Amal Bhaktamalas.
Thank you for a very nice class. A lot of excellent pastimes, a lot of excellent explanations of those pastimes, which I very much enjoyed reviewing in my mind because they're relishable. I just wanted to add one little point, and that is into why we put emphasis on Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as just adding on to Achyuta's point. And that is Lord Chaitanya has brought what is called the Yuga Dharma. Yuga Dharma means that in this particular age, there is a means by which one achieves God realization. Just as in the Satya Yuga, one achieves it through meditation, and through the Treta Yuga, through sacrifices, and through Dwapara Yuga, through worship ceremonies. And in Kali Yuga, the way it can be achieved, and virtually the only way, because the mind of the persons in this age is so jumpy and so full of anxiety and stress and uncertainty, that the simplest way for us to achieve God realization is through a chanting of the holy name. Even if you chant it bad, still you get benefit. Of course, the level or degree of benefit is different from a person who chants it perfectly. Nonetheless, everybody is benefited. However, if you choose sit down for meditation and all you do is fall asleep, there's no benefit there. You could get that die every night by just lying down. So that's why Srila Prabhupada made a very big point of forget about all these other systems. So therefore we recognize, we worship, and we glorify Lord Chaitanya. But we should also remember that if we want to get the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, we have to get the mercy of Lord Nityananda. We shouldn't jump over him because that jumping over is not liked by a person like Lord Chaitanya, who is so much into this principle of Dharma and everything following in a respectful and honorable and courtesy fashion. It's so easy to just step and try to move over somebody. And Srila Prabhupada also. So many devotees try to jump over Srila Prabhupada and go to other gurus and say, well, this guru said this and that's like that. So this offensive mentality, of course, has to be ruled out. And by following, being devoted to, surrendered to Lord Chaitanya, that will disappear. Because that's what he stood for, among other things.
Jai. Jai. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Nitai Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bo.
So, yeah.